Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, yous are all very welcome back. 51551, that is the text for the machine there. This week's visiting critic is writer, playwright, journalist, Mammy About Town, I described you as.
Mammy About Town, I love that.
You like it, okay, thank you.
I am a Mammy About Town.
Amanda Brunker, good morning, Amanda.
Dia Greta Corja, cos a tattoo.
Tommy, anna gomaha fad agus Neil Gaelga leifagam sa tabaronorm.
Oh, well, me neither.
Okay.
I'm trying though. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's making an effort.
So the kneecap film is making you feel the graw.
Well, actually, I did. Some of your listeners would have seen it because it was a gorgeous little show, Reality na Gaeltachta, and it was so popular.
Yeah,
they replayed it three times. Mm-hmm. So we started off on RT1 at 5:30. Then they replayed it on RT2 at whatever time.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. Gormila Mockett. And then it went to RT1 earlier this year at 8 o'clock. So we were prime time, baby.
Oh my goodness. Eanthus.
I just wish they'd do it again, though. I don't get any more money for the one show.
Des was on that, wasn't he?
He was. He was great.
Cottage Air into coleslaw. As Gooligoo.
I've never actually met somebody who could talk as much as Des.
Yeah.
He was honestly, it was like, Des, just switch it off a little
bit. Stop.
You'd be filming all day and like they'd be long days. And I'm not giving out, but he could spin a yarn and he could be telling that yarn from 8 a.m.
Actually, even just doing Des, I suddenly feel very relaxed. Do you know, just.
But he speaks a tiny bit faster.
Does he? Right, take your word for it. Right, totally.
But the gas thing is, the day that we were actually going up to Donegal, sorry, I digress.
Yeah.
But the day we were going up to Donegal to film up in Ranafast, which is the Gaeltacht area up in Donegal, and beautiful. But there was a problem with the booking, whatever, tech. So we were there for 4 hours. It was so hot and we were standing outside Dublin Airport for 4 hours. I had heard everybody's life story before we'd even got up to Donegal.
Flew in.
And after 4 hours, I had to say to the producer, I said, I am just going to drive myself up to Donegal. And she said, oh, no, you can't do that. We all have to stay together. We have to stay together. I said, I cannot listen to any more stories.
Apparently
I need to be on my own.
The most beautiful, one of the most beautiful airports in the world to land in.
It was voted the most beautiful in Europe to land
there
in.
In
Ranafast.
It's stunning.
It is beautiful. No, but I've never seen a place that has so many lakes beside the sea. Like, it will be the first place to sink. It actually will, 100%.
Don't say that.
It will disappear.
The cliffs are high.
You
How do you get on with the Donegal Irish, by the way? Because they do things differently up
it's
beyond.
It's difficult.
Because they say, like, crook instead of knock and things
well,
like that.
Well, I only had kind of little bits of Irish from school, and I haven't been to school for a very long time, but it was very different to their Irish, so I was totally lost. But they were so kind. But by the end of the week of filming, my conversational Irish was really good, and then I came back and I was like, oh, do you quit the la la la, get thrown out all the words, and everybody just laughed at me, and within a couple of weeks I just stopped.
Your confidence went.
So the only thing I can do now is I still say slán and gormila mochtt and things like that.
That's gone. It's enough to keep you well, it keeps
pretend
in the back of your head,
that I'm
doesn't
Irish.
It? Yeah.
It is embarrassing, though, isn't it?
But that's
what this movie that I'm in to talk about, which
yes,
I would
sorry,
have never
just remembered now.
Watched. Why am I here again?
visiting, you're the visiting critic, and you went to the premiere of this.
I did. Now, this is a film I never would have gone to see.
Why is that now?
I'm more of a bridesmaid than a godfather. You know, if it was TV, give me Golden Girls over The Sopranos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want light. Life is hard. It's difficult. I just want a few giggles. I just want easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never would have seen this, even though people would have said, it's a great movie, go see it. But I was there at the premiere and it was very random. Like, they pull up in like a, you know, one of those Defender Jeeps.
Oh, they make some entry, don't they?
And they're flying like Palestinian and Irish flags. And it's like one lad's wearing a tricolour balaclava, you know. And it's like
the
middle-aged Mammy About Town in me is kind of going, oh, jeez. what's all this about? Now, obviously, there's no point in me painting myself as some really prudish old one. I'm not quite that bad.
No.
You know, in my head, I'm still a young one at 25, even though the body hurts quite a lot. And I look in the mirror.
You look amazing.
You
look
who is that person in the mirror? Like, I don't do it anymore. It's too upsetting. But in fairness, I was listening to your intro before I came in.
Oh, yeah.
You gave a huge amount of detail about the film before I came in. Do we have anything left to talk about?
I didn't think I gave much away at all. I mean, because I read huge plot lines in other
reviews. You're
very
organised. I'm very impressed, Oliver.
We're up early doing this.
So professional. So professional.
Did they have flares? Because in Belfast they arrived with green flares off the sitting on the top of the Defender.
I'd say they just forgot the flares. I'd say they
met. This is Dublin. This doesn't really work.
But it was so funny. Somebody nearly got arrested because when the Jeep arrived up, some fella came along and tried to get into the back of the Jeep. And the guards, my husband videoed.
It's a good film premiere when someone's been arrested.
Somebody's trying to nick something out of the back of the Jeep. It was actually lovely because there was a huge demand that they had to put it on in two cinemas.
Wow.
So many people, you know, IFTA members, which I am, that's why I was invited. And there was...
Oh, you're a member of IFTA.
I am the
Academy of Film
and Television. Anybody could be a member of IFTA. You just have to pay a few quid.
Oh, right. Okay. It's worth it on Twitter
I'm trying to support the arts here, Oliver. Yeah. Trying to support the arts.
Two screens. Very unusual. In Belfast, I believe there was eight screens.
Eight, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So, now, God love the poor lads because their Belfast premiere was on the night before the Irish one. So they were a little bit tired and emotional, as some people would say.
Very good, yeah. I love that phrase still there.
So I'd say they no more wanted to be there. And of course, all the Dublin heads kind of fawning over them. And they were just like, oh God, I'm exhausted. But they were lovely.
They're absolutely lovely. They're bundles of energy. And by the way, they do incredible live shows.
Well, there's a great clip on TikTok. I love TikTok. Have you got onto TikTok?
Yeah, not much. Not.
You need to start following me. I've only started.
We'll do something together after.
I've started a thing on TikTok. Oh, I don't know how to do the funny TikToks. I only know how to talk into it. I've started doing excerpts of my naughty books, reading them. So you have to follow me. Follow me on TikTok.
That's very TikTokable.
I've only got 115 followers.
If you've just joined us, this is an Amanda Brunker stream of consciousness. Okay, back on track. Do what will bring
track.
Us back on track.
Tell
if we
us.
Play a clip of the trailer, how about that?
Oh, go on.
This is the this
that's
is
a bit dangerous. Could you find one that's clean enough?
Kneecap trailer clip. Is that the right one? I've forgotten already which one I played. That's the one. Okay, here it is. This is the boys who go in to meet social service and so on, and they're looking, I think, for over-the-counter drugs kind of thing.
You've heard of intergenerational trauma, right?
Right.
Our history.
Our history has become our biology. It's like the trauma our ancestors suffered.
Has inserted itself.
Has actually inserted itself into our genetic code. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Psychological reverberations.
ADHD. ODD.
The troubles?
I've got troubles.
He's got troubles.
They've all got troubles.
I mean, it's funny.
Will you describe this as kind of like an 8 Mile? It's more of a train spotting.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more of a train spot. Like it is, if you're a bit squeamish about any sexual content and any kind of drug taking or anything like
not
that.
Not for you.
It's not for you.
And it's 16s, no kids.
Is it 16?
Yeah, 16.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Really? The film, you know, classification is...
And also, if you have a problem with seeing a bare buttocks with the words Brits out across and blazoned across the backside, it's not the film for you. It was actually very funny. I was kind of sitting close to Pat Kenny and I was trying to watch his facial expressions.
Yes, I would.
Okay. Sorry, that's Gable.
Pat Kenny, was at it?
He was. He was trying.
Right.
He was way past his bedtime.
I don't be saying that, no.
It was way past my bedtime.
Not going to hear it anyway.
It is. I have to say, I actually cried at the end of this. Well,
get away.
Listen, I'm a menopausal woman. What could I say? It doesn't take much to.
Now, that would be a topic Pat would be very comfortable discussing.
A butter commercial could send me crying. But
Pat is 76 years old, by the way. I've just
Googled
it.
Can I just
it.
Say, he's
looks
still fabulous.
Unbelievable, isn't he?
And I'll give you a little Pat Kenny trivia. When I was Miss Ireland, right? No,
we'll come
scared.
Back to the film shortly.
When I was Miss Ireland,
oh, this sounds good already.
Many, many moons ago,
yeah.
I was only 17, which is terrible, right?
Really?
Yeah, I lied. I was Nadine Coyle before she was even thought of.
You had to be 18.
Had to be 18. I said I was 18 and I was only 17. Oh, it was very mortifying.
Who would have thought you were geared for a career in tabloid journalism?
But anyway, I started going out with somebody in RT, and back, do you remember back in the day when the Sunday Independent back page, you know, the gossip,
yeah,
and was huge. You know, if you were mentioned, I can't remember a name off the top of my head. Used to write it?
Keen Edge. Are you talking about? Yes. Terry Keane? Yeah.
So if you were mentioned there, you were big news. But anyway, I was new Miss Ireland. I was dating somebody in RT and they started speculating on who I was dating or who I was seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm nearly sure Pat was in there. There's a fella called Miles somebody or other. Who was Miles?
Miles Duncan.
Miles Duncan. Yeah. And who else did they say? There was a few other people. I was like,
I thought you were really into kind of academically minded men.
But I was like, I'm nearly sure Pat was married. It was like, but you were just speculating on.
There was some brief moments when I was singing them, but I was attractive to the females by the age of 7.
Listen, he's always been a hunk. He's gorgeous. He always has.
Yeah, 5.5 years old. Hunk of the year. But back to kneecap.
The kneecap.
Film. Did you notice any facial expressions from Pat through the film? Did you talk to him?
I think there was a... Listen, he was just doing blue steel through the whole thing.
He was so confused. We listened to a trailer there. Is there a story to it?
The story, okay, so it is basically the story, the main story, which has to be told, is the fact that the writer-director, who's actually English, and it is... It's quite funny because like they berate the English the whole time.
In a kind of ironic silly way.
So Michael Fassbender, it basically starts off that one of the lads, I think it's Nish, I can't remember, he's...
Mowgli Bap or Mokhara or DJ Provi.
Yeah, no, he's Mowgli Bap. I can't get my tongue around that. I'm too old for that stuff. His name is Nish, and the other fella is Lee Moog, and the other fella is JJ. JJ is the one who's wearing the tricolour.
Oh, right, okay.
And they actually are teaching. Now, I have to say, I don't think there's much blurred lines of this story and their actual life.
Go away, really?
Yeah, no, it seems to, because it starts off with there's a child being baptised and a helicopter come in the woods.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender's holding the baby and a helicopter comes along, and that actually happened. And Michael Fassbender gives the finger to the helicopter above. Apparently it's some sacred stone or something in the middle of the...
It's like a pagan baptism or something.
But it's all about, he kept repeating the one line of that every Irish word spoken is a bullet for freedom.
Right.
And they basically want, even though this English writer-director... Is everything that they should hate throughout the whole movie, because it's Brits out an awful lot.
But there's a reconciliation message eventually.
Oh, there's a huge it's very emotional at the end. And Simone Kirby, who's absolutely brilliant actress.
I love her. Yeah.
She is superb. She's been in Peaky Blinders. She does a lot of theatre. She's amazing. She sings at the end, and I actually have goosebumps just thinking about it. It's very poignant. There is a lovely story to it, even though it is, you know, sex, drugs, and hip hop, Oscar Elga. But there's an awful lot more to it. And the mad thing is, you would think that Michael Fassbender is the star of the show. You know, like, he is Hollywood.
A massive, massive star.
And yeah, I don't know how they got him. Like, I mean, it's phenomenal.
I think people would have wanted to get involved afterwards when they've seen it.
Exactly. But it was gas because also Liam Cunningham was sitting there and Stephen Ray was there. And I'm sure they were sitting there going, should have been me.
They all wish they were part of this now because it's so big.
I'm calling this now. This will win an Oscar.
Win an Oscar.
This will win an Oscar. It has been put up as the Irish nomination for best
international feature. Yeah, it used to be called best foreign language film.
Yes.
Now it's improved
this guy,
the name.
The director, he's actually
the one that on Colin Kuehn eventually ended up in was shortlisted, nominated. So that's where we.
He's also had another short film of his shortlisted for the Academy Awards in 2020. This guy's going far.
Okay,
he's huge.
Very good. But the Americans love this. I mean, I wasn't comparing it to 8 Mile. That was Rolling Stone. Magazine.
Gourmet, yeah.
And but like, the American press is raging about it.
You know,
raving
what?
About it.
It won't start. It'll next year when this has Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
This will then get a bigger re-release because it is kind of showing now at the moment, but it's in kind of selected cinemas and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's getting a multiplex release.
But the one thing
I
will say is if you are of my kind of era, kind of 50s and whatever, you will actually feel nostalgic for your youth. The music in it, even though, again, the music, not really my kind of thing.
Hip-hop and rap.
It's brilliant. It's actually really, really good. And like they kind of sprinkle it then with other music like The Prodigy and stuff like that. Are literally bopping the whole way along. And like, I think there was an awful lot of directors and stuff also at the premiere, and they were all a bit sick. They were like going, I need to go home and start reworking my movie.
Are you serious?
I think it will shake up the Irish film industry. Really, it's going to be huge.
Oh my God.
So it's in cinemas from, I think it was yesterday or today.
It is out yesterday. People are actually texting us in response to it. Kneecap, very smart, funny film. One, you would go several times to get a different little jokes that are in there. Makes me hopeful for the future of An Teanga, the Irish language. A lot of drugs, be warned, but if you look beyond that, it is very good. One criticism is it seemed like it was set more in the early 90s, politically speaking, but who am I to know, being a southerner, says Anya in Mayo.
No, definitely not. It's still... I think people, because it's more quiet now, if you don't actually go up to the north of Ireland, and that's the one thing I learned something new. Every day's a school day, Oliver.
What's that?
They don't want you to say Northern Ireland. It's the north of Ireland.
Oh no.
And you've treaded. I didn't know that.
What? The north.
Yeah, so Northern Ireland.
Of course, unionists will insist on Northern Ireland. You understand?
There you go. So I learned something new.
If you're a Republican, you go, it's the north of Ireland. It's just Ireland, and that's the northern bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thanks a million for jumping into that minefield. Just listening to your kneecap review. Went to see it last night in London. It was a preview event in London. Absolutely brilliant. Like Amanda, I cried at the end.
Yeah.
A bit emotional, says Connor.
It was lovely, actually. Really nice ending. Quite unexpected.
Teresa in Dublin says, I love Amanda. What a beautiful speaking voice she has. And a right laugh.
Oh, girl, Mahogat.
And you look well also.
Considering it's very early. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for breaking your early.
Normally I'm still
five
in my pyjamas.
Five-star review for you. Kneecap out in cinemas, north and south, or Northern Ireland and the north of Ireland.
Look
in both
at you.
Places.
Look at you.
Out now, rated 16. Amanda Brunker, thank you so much.
Girl, Mahogat.
Good luck to you, Slán.
Email oliver@rte.ie.